Hi, Dana. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Is this a good time for you still?
Yeah, it's fine, honey. I'm driving right now. I'm not in front of my computer, but whatever we need to talk about, whatever.
So, yeah, perfect. So, actually, you have one of my favorites. Her name is Nikki. Nikki's going to go over everything with you. She's going to provide you excellent service and answer any questions that you have. I would like to let you know that we record the call for training purposes and quality assurance. Do you have any other questions for me before I bring her on the phone to introduce her to you?
No, I think I get
it. Okay. Nikki, are you there?
Yep. Hi,
Nikki. I have Dana on the phone with us. Listen, she is driving, so just an FYI, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dana, you're in great hands. I hope you both have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Nadine.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you. Hi, Dana. How are you doing?
Good, honey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So thank you so much for making time for the client interview. So, the call will be recorded, is what Nadine just let us know. So,
Sure. Thank
you again for choosing Locals Plus as your digital growth partner. So, our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So, first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Sure.
All right. And I see that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with Nadine. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Dana. Your business name is called T&D Land Service, correct?
Yes.
And that's just that I want here. That's 1700 Salisbury Road, Southport, North Carolina, 28461.
Yes, and that's a residential address. That is my personal home address.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a way to suppress the street address, I'm fine with it saying Southport, but if we could suppress the street name,
gotcha.
That way I don't have people showing up at my house.
Okay, that is actually my next question for you. Thank you for bringing it up. Well, I'm going to ask you actually if you wanted to hide your address or show your address, but if you are comfortable with hiding it, we can always hide this for you, okay? We will hide address.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hide it here to make sure. And I just want to make sure.
I was just going to say, but the municipality like Southport, North Carolina, that'll still show up, correct?
Actually, if you will hide your address, we'll be hiding the whole address for Google.
Okay.
But we will set you up on the background with this address.
Okay.
Yes, because Google will be asking for a specific address when they set up your account. We need to ask you for Google verification, we'll be using this address, but we will not be showing it publicly.
Okay, that's fine.
Gotcha. All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Sounds good. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We're registered with the Secretary of State, and we have liability and comprehensive insurance. The work that we do does not require licensing, but we have everything else.
Gotcha. I'll note it here. The business, your state doesn't require license for the service that you do provide, but you have insurance and your business registration.
Yes.
So that's
good.
All right. And also, later in the call, Dana, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you in the primary phone number 910-367-7446?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That would be tdlandserviceloc@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay. And do you already have a business website or not yet?
No, not yet.
Gotcha. If you don't have any website yet, not a problem. We can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead now and check that. Okay. I'm checking a domain name for you, and I always suggest, Dana, that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Though your business name is already short, so let's try to see if this is available. Do you want to do, okay, are you okay with TDLand, not, there's no and on it, just tdlandservice.com or tdlandservice.net?
Yeah, tdlandservice.com or .net would be fine.
Gotcha. So let's have tdlandservice.com as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can have this domain name for $99. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be creating a website for you, I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the site that you would like. So for your website, what colors do you want?
Right now, we normally, our dump truck is white with red writing on it, and then we have some blue in there. So primary color is what we use right now. If you have any suggestions on something that may be more appealing, if we should use something like something in green or like brown, shades of green and brown to go along with like the theme of the work that we do, because it's more of a natural outside enterprise that we're in. I just kind of leave it up to you. We don't necessarily have a specific brand. So if we did a website and it launched and everything was purple and orange, I don't think anybody would know. I don't want purple and orange, but if you think just something that looks professional, I don't really have any true preferences. We don't necessarily have a color that is synonymous with our business.
And that,
so just whatever you guys think is fine with me.
Gotcha. All right. I like how you say that you wanted to, you're open with a suggestion with green and brown, since that is like what your service is offered, right?
Yeah.
It's very nature. It's like very nature.
Yeah.
But you mentioned about on your truck you do the white and red. But let me check. Do you have logos or business cards?
I do. I don't have direct access to this right this minute.
That's okay.
Our business cards are sort of like a mid-blue with a script font on it that's white with, like, some red outline. I can scan an image to you guys later.
That would
be helpful. Yeah.
So you don't want us to work with your business card colors or your logo colors?
You can if you want to, or if you can recreate something with a similar font and then use a different color scheme, that's fine too.
Okay, all right. So I'll note it to you then that you do have some business cards that have like a mean blue color and red outline, but you are open with our website team with any colors that you think might be very helpful with the service that you offer. Like, for example, the green and brown, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I will let them know. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
We do grading and reshaping and then lot clearing and hauling. I would say those are our primary offerings at this time, but we also do stormwater management.
Okay. So your top 3 to 6 services, so we do have grading services, reshaping. Am I going to add it here, like reshaping services?
Yeah.
Okay. You do grading, so reshaping and lot clearing, right? You also do hauling services. And I'm going to add the stormwater management.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't want me to add here excavation services? or excavation contractor? Okay.
Yes.
Excavation. Okay, do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that would do. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
No, not right now.
Yep, yeah, we can skip it. If there's anything that you would like to skip, we can do that. And of course, do you have big reviews outside of Google that you would like to display on your website?
Say that again, ma'am.
Do you have reviews outside Google? That's for example, from Yelp and his or Facebook.
I think I had some easy ones, or at least they told me they did, but I'm not exactly sure how to even get to them. But at this time, I'm just going to, I don't think I have anything on Yelp. Honestly, I've never even looked to see if we had any reviews on Yelp, to tell you the truth.
Okay. No worries. I can go ahead and check it here for you. Let me just pull it up real quick. Oh, you do have reviews from Angie's. You have 6.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and leave this. Okay, I'm going to copy your account here and add it to the website. Okay? There's reviews on it. And you mentioned that you also have a Yelp page, so I can go ahead and check it for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we do or don't, honey.
Okay, that's not a problem. Let me try to check it here. One moment. If we can see Yelp. Okay. Oh, I was not able to pull up your Yelp. But anyways, we do have good reviews from your Angie's. All right.
Okay.
And also, do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
My son has some images and some videos that he can share with you guys. I've got him listed as one of the administrators for this.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So you've listed your son and your husband, right? That's Anthony and Mason. I just want to make sure, are they authorized to do changes in your account? Okay, both of them.
Yeah.
All right. And let me see. How about videos of, how about gallery of before and after photos or videos? Would you like to include it in your website?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And also, would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yeah. Before I say yes, is there a fee associated with taking card payments online? Is it like 3%?
Oh, for taking card payments, I think that would be included also in PayPal, because PayPal do charge like 3%, correct? They will charge your clients for that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to skip this?
No, we can do that.
Okay.
I have Venmo, Cash App. I'm thinking if I have PayPal. I don't think I have PayPal, but I definitely have Venmo and Cash App.
Gotcha. You can also process payment through Venmo Cash App. And you mentioned about you also do cards. And since you will have to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website, to make this possible, Dana, we will need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account. And then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, it's going to be real simple. We will send you instructions as soon as you're ready.
Okay.
Our team will integrate this for you, okay?
Okay.
And also, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Say that again.
Post would you like your customers? Yes, booking schedules.
Oh, booking or schedules?
Yes.
No, not at this time, but it may be, if there's a way, say, for instance, not necessarily to book, services, however, if they want to contact us, like through email or whatever, there's an opportunity for them to contact us with like a smart form. Say, for instance, it'll say, they review they look at our webpage and they're like, ooh, I'd really like to get in touch with them and maybe have a link to our email or even have a button that says contact us and allows the customer to put their name and their phone number in and then a description of what they want to get done. And then that'll come to us. Does that make sense?
Yep. So basically you don't want the booking schedule, but just like a button where customers can click and provide the details?
Yes.
I will try to check it through with our team.
Okay.
Well, anyways, we always put the phone number and your email on your website for them to see.
Yeah. Or if it's just a clickable link to our email, and if it's a under contact us, it'll have the 279 number and then our email. And if they click on our email, it pulls up so they can email us right from there.
Gotcha. Clickable link under contact us.
Like a link.
Mm-hmm. I will note it here and check for our website team if that will be possible. And let me see. Are there any websites that you like, Dana? Like, for example, have you checked anyone's website, any website, and what do you like about them? And maybe we can use it as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
I haven't really looked at any. A lot of websites I do like have, like, a menu. I want something very clean and simple, but if people want to see images of our work or things like that, you know, there's like a menu and they can get into our work or different things like that, where it's just like a generic landing page with like some images of the work that we've done. I don't want it to be too busy and confusing for people to be able to navigate. Don't want a simple page.
Okay, so you just want something that looks clean, professional, and easy to navigate.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and have that. All right. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
We use Caterpillar equipment. We could maybe put the cat logo on there.
Okay. You're using the Caterpillar equipment.
Caterpillar equipment is what we use.
Wow, amazing. Let me just add that here. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. And obviously, if this is something that, you know,
you can add later.
Absolutely. After the initial development, and we can just kind of see, because this is going to be my first experience with having a web page for anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So not a problem.
It's the proverbial, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, of course. You don't know until you see it, right? So
exactly.
Once you see your live is up and running, and if you have concerns or some revisions, just let us know so our website team can help you, okay?
Sure. Sure.
And, of course, if you also would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your site first?
I think I would rather just check the site first. I feel like I've given you a lot of good input, and I'm going to defer to you guys because you guys are the expert in this.
Y'all want me to be
successful just as much as I want to be successful. So I trust you guys to build something that's going to be functional and pull people to my business, because you want me to make money and keep having my services with you guys. You know,
of course.
I don't think you guys are going to do a bad job because you want me to give you guys good reviews and send people to you for their business. So. I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, yeah. So, yes, our website team actually creates good website, but, of course, there's always changes that you like. So if you do have some requests, let us know so we can accommodate it for you, okay?
Sure.
And now let's set up your call tracking. So earlier you actually mentioned that you want to put your phone number on your website, but I'm going to go ahead and discuss first the call tracking, okay? So call tracking and Dana is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you. And they did set up this number. That is 910-412-2191. Are you okay with this phone number?
So, currently, all the business calls come directly to my husband's number. So, this would essentially be, his number is 910-279-9168. So, are we able to let that be the primary business contact? Because I don't want to confuse our customers, because we may have return customers who will call the 412 number and they'll think maybe that it's a different business, or our shirts have that phone number on it, our dump truck has that number on it, the 279 number. But if it's for tracking purposes, I mean, I'm fine to try it, but... I'm just trying to make it make sense, that's all.
Yes, yep, I understand. And you do have a very good input for this, Dana. And, yep, the good thing about the call tracking, Dana, is this is endorsed by Google itself. So, as I've mentioned earlier, it will help you track the leads in your dashboard, and it will filter out spam calls. So we will be promoting you with that phone number. We will be promoting you with all the marketing campaigns that we will be working on. But all the calls will still go directly to your husband's phone number. So you want us to set up the call tracking with a 9168, correct?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. So every time the clients will call the 2191, all the calls will still go directly to the number that ends with 9168. Would that work for you?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can set it up like that. And I mean, primarily, all of our established customers, I would imagine they're just going to call the 9168 number, and if we have any new customers, they can call the other number, which is fine.
Yeah, the good thing about the call tracking is actually targeting new markets for you, but your old clients can still call you to the regular number that you have, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, so I'll have that for you. Anyways, after we end this call, I'm actually going to do a test call to the call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. And since you wanted it to be set up, we actually set it up with your phone number, the 7446. But if you want us to set it up with your husband's phone number, we will have a change on our end. So if I will do a test call, he will be the one to be able to answer it. Will that be okay?
Yes. Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I will note it here that when you do a test call, your husband, that's Anthony, will be able to answer the test call. All right.
Yeah.
And also, Dana, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we will record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling T&D Land Service. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or you can choose between a female voice or a male voice, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, I think that's fine.
All right, yep, we can skip this for now, and if ever you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay, cool.
All righty. And since you do have your domain name, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have the domain name, the tvlandservice.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says dana@tvlandservice.com, or anthony@tvlandservice.com, or office@tvlandservice.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. So if you would like to add it to your growth toolkit, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Sure. Maybe I'll add it later. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with a deal clients looking to hire now. So earlier you do mention that you do provide grading services, reshaping, lot clearing, hauling, stormwater management, and excavation services. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably the land clearing is our most profitable. And hang on a second. Stormwater management, we make good money on that too. And then probably grading.
Also grading. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you also do regrading or just only grading?
Regrading too, yeah.
Okay.
And then we also offer forestry mowing. We also do mowing.
Okay, mowing services. I'm gonna add it here.
Yeah, it's not like mowing somebody's yard. It's like heavy duty, like underbrush mowing or undergrowth mowing. I guess that would be the best way to say, for instance, someone has like a wooded piece of property and they want to, somebody go in and mow around the trees and clear out all the underbrush and everything so they can see how the lay of the land is and if the property is going to be suitable for building.
Oh, okay. So you want to add here instead underbrush mowing to make sure.
Yeah.
Specific service. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want somebody calling me and saying, can you come mow my yard? No, we don't.
Gotcha. So let's just put the specific service under brush mowing.
Yes.
Okay. And let me check. You actually do provide excavation services, right?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So do you want it to be found first with the keyword land clearing or excavation services? What do you think?
I would do land clearing.
Gotcha. But we're going to add the excavation services on the keywords instead.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I've actually pulled up the top performing keywords, but this is under excavation since you do some of the keywords that you provided are under the excavation services. I'm going to read other keywords. Let me know if you want to add it, okay?
Okay.
And land clearing is also part of the top service. And do you also do demolition? Or no?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. I can add it here. Do you want me to add it here?
Okay.
Do you want me to add, we already added the grading and regrading. And how about resloping?
Yes.
Okay. Let me add. Grading, regrading, and resloping. Do you also do site preparation services?
Yes.
Okay. How about shoring?
Shoring?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means. Is that like, oh gosh, my brain just went blank.
That's okay.
It's, retaining walls and things like that. No, we don't do that.
Okay. For shoring, yep. For excavation, it's like installing structural supports, like wall braces or sheets.
No.
Okay.
We can
take that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We do have here good keywords to start. So we have only added the land clearing, and also the site preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do site preparation, right? You just want to make
sure.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes.
And also the resloping. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just add it here real quick. Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
We talked about hauling.
Oh, hauling, yes. I also added it here. Hauling
okay.
and the one that you mentioned earlier, reshaping, lot clearing, hauling, and the stormwater management, I already added those.
Okay. How about driveways? We do driveway installation. Driveway installation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm trying to think through our catalog of stuff.
That's okay. If there's anything you missed now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's going to cover it. That's quite a bit. It's pretty comprehensive.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Dana. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments. Okay? Would that work?
Yeah,
because maybe you missed something now, a very important keyword, and you will add it later, so you can always reply to the email. All right?
Okay.
So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Local, family-owned business, and we've been in business for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Years of experience. Mm-hmm. What else?
We're local to the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Is there any other keywords or anything?
Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. That is a good start. So this is, you offer free estimates. This is a family-owned business. This is locally owned and operated, and you do have the 10 years of experience.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a mission statement or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Nothing to worry. I prepared a list for you of mission statements. I'm going to read a few samples. Let me know, Dana, if you like anything that I have prepared for you. So I do have here, let me pull it up real quick, the ones that I just prepared, a T&D land service. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have a T&D land service. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is a T&D land service. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The last one is a T&D land service. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
I think I like the first one the best.
The first one. Yep. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. All right.
Yes.
And do you have a tagline or slogan?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan?
No, not right now.
That's okay. You can create one.
Yeah, my son is funny. He loaded a dump truck, overfilled it one day. He said, if it fits, it ships. But I don't think that really applies to our business.
All right. So that's okay. You can think or you can ask from your son, someone weekly line.
I'll ask. He's very clever. I'll ask him.
All right. Yeah. So if you do have one, you can send it to us through email or text. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And how many years have you been in business?
10 years.
10 years. So you started this around 2016?
So our business officially started mid-2015, but we got our articles of organization in 2016. So essentially our LLC went effective January 1st of 2016.
Okay. 2016, and that's 10 years of amazing experience. All right. And how many people work with your company?
Literally like three. It's me, my husband, and my son. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. We have a good number to start. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Gotcha. And I just want to confirm, Dana, that I got your correct hours of operation. So it says here, from Monday through Friday, you do 8 to 5, and Saturdays and Sundays, you're closed?
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you do accept? Earlier, you mentioned that you do Venmo, Cash App, cards. Do you also do checks?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Cash, checks, or, We've never taken card payments per se, but I have taken Venmo or Cash App, checks or cash.
Gotcha. So you don't need to add to the cards?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right. So let's do Venmo, Cash App, cash and checks. All righty.
Yep.
So now that we have your business information, you do have two options, Dana, and you can only choose one for this. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which one do you use?
Option one is fine.
Okay, let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business is located in, Your business is located in Southport, North Carolina. So for this, Dana, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Can you provide me your 5 target cities and zip codes?
Primarily, we're working in Southport right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can say Leland, Supply, Shallot, and that's Shallotte, and I'll say Ash, A-S-H, A-S-H.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Hang on.
You want to add one?
Oak Island.
Oak Island. Okay.
And then can we say Ocean Isle Beach too?
Okay. Let me add Ocean Isle Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, these areas, Oak Island and Ocean Isle Beach, require, because they're beach near the ocean, and so they require a specific way for the gutters to manage the rainwater, and we do that specific thing. So it would be for our benefit to advertise in those or be able to advertise in those areas.
Gotcha. I'll add it here for you. So let's work with 7 cities. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. This would work.
Yeah.
All right. Ocean Isle Beach, Oak Island, and Ash. I've added all of those. All right. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I don't know.
Okay. Actually, before I try to call you earlier, Dana, I did a few research if you do have an existing Google Business Profile because having more than one is not helpful for you, okay? And upon checking, there's none, so that's nothing to worry. We will go ahead and create and optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just note that. So we will create and optimize a Google Business Profile for you, and Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistant is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. So you do have business cards, right, or any signage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because yeah. So that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And okay. in the unlikely event, Dana, that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay? Anyway, okay. You will receive an email with instructions from our Google team. Okay.
All right.
And also, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed.
Okay.
All right. And also, Dana, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially this is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay.
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp now. So earlier you mentioned that you do have a Yelp page, correct?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't have a Yelp page. All right. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, not a problem. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, so we will create Yelp. Let me just have this so we can create for you. Okay, and let's talk about your Facebook business page now. So do you currently have, you do have a Facebook business page, right? Nadine just left a note for me. Okay.
Yep.
I'm seeing it here. Oh, the last post that you did was last 2019, correct?
Yeah, it's not. Okay. I've not been active on it, no.
Okay, all right. And we highly suggest that you keep it looking active since you do have Facebook ads, right?
Yep.
So if you do have Facebook ads and if you keep it look active, so when clients are going to go ahead and check for your Facebook page, they will see some new photos. So that was going to be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's talk about that Facebook page now. Do you have access to this Facebook business page?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Let me see here.
All right. And I'm going to send you an email with this, with a special link.
Okay.
Okay. So I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes, Dana. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. Since you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. So you will be added as admin, okay? And on that link that we sent to Dana, it will actually ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page through the link that we sent you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because, you know, it might worry you for confidentiality.
Yeah, I understand you.
I know. We understand you. That's why I always tell you that we won't have any access to those. Because of the link, we will only be working as directly because you will grant us the admin access. You will choose the page that you will grant us admin access through that link. All right.
Okay.
And let's talk about, I'm sending you the email. So if you have time later, I do hope that you would be able to add us as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Dana, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
I think a creative team would be fine.
Okay.
They may be able to use. They may be able to use the.
Your photos.
Yeah, the photos that we have.
Yes. For sure. I will notice here that you'll have the creative team handle this, but we can use the photos that you will be sending.
Yeah.
All right. And that is very helpful also. Okay. And for your Facebook ads, Dana, there are three lead response methods, and you can only choose one. Okay? So we have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the lead tab. The next option is call. So with call selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls, Dana, will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in your Facebook ad, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users actually don't follow through after seeing the call button on the ad, but this may still show as a call result on your dashboard. And the last one is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. And also, Dana, I would love to give my suggestion. I really love giving suggestion. So we actually highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. And also, it ensures that no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are also Facebook Messenger. But then, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Messenger is fine.
Okay, you like to do Messenger. All right, let's work with the Messengers here. Oh, I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. And also, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here, Dana, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. And if you would be interested one day in getting started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results. You can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Just reach out if needed.
Okay. And your client dashboard, let me just check it here. So you already have it. Okay. And do you have a logo?
Not really, no.
Okay. If you don't have any logo yet, would you like our team to create a branded logo for you?
Sure.
Okay. So we will create a logo. And if you have any concerns or want any changes for the logo, just let us know, okay? You will receive an email of how your logo looks like.
Okay.
All right. And let me see. So now you will see several important emails from us soon, Dana. So first, view your keywords list, the one that we just discussed, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the project photos or videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. Since your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And the ways those are only placeholders that you can change anytime. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please track your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, Dana, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you, so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Wednesday. Are you okay with the 22nd of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That should be fine. And this time of day is fine, too, 5 o'clock. It seems to work okay.
Gotcha. So same time that we started the client interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to the call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. And since we will be setting up the call tracking number with your husband's phone number, he will be the one who will be able to answer the call. Okay?
Yep, that's fine.
It's good to see if you'll be able to answer the first call in the tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in the dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
All
and
right.
I logged on to my Facebook account and went through this email for you guys, so you should be able to get in.
Gotcha. Let me go ahead and check it here. Oh,
yeah.
I haven't received it yet.
Okay. What am I supposed to be?
On the link that I sent you, did you receive the email that I sent, like grant us access to your Facebook page? And on that email, did you click on the link? Click here?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And when you click on that link, it's actually asking you to connect to Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. So connect to Facebook and then... you will log into your account, continue as your name. After that, there's below, it's going to ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access. So did you see your business page?
Yep, I'm on my business page right now.
Okay, so you just have to click on that and then confirm access, and that's it.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Okay, professional dashboard. Let me click on that.
Oh, not actually on your Facebook business page itself, only on the link that I sent you.
Okay, let me look right here. If you want to grant access, click here.
Yes.
So I did that.
Did it
connect
just...
Facebook. Okay. Continue as Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Okay. There we go.
All right.
I had to go out and then back in, I guess. That was weird. Okay.
Oh, let me see. It will notify you that you granted us access to Ridgely.
Yeah.
And yep. I will... And, yep, I get it now. Thank you for that. Okay. And I will let our yep. Facebook team know that we have access to your business page so they can optimize yep. and work on the ads. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. And, yep, these wraps up our onboarding. Thank you so much, Dana, for investing your time. Your engagement set to offer meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Do you know when, like, my web page and everything will be up and running?
Okay, for your website, you always have some time frame of like 7 to 14 days or like 5 to 7 days. Yep, but you will receive an email once it's live, up and running, okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds fine, honey.
And also, Dana, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Dana, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Just a quick question. And you said I'll get an email requesting some images and video and whatnot. I haven't gotten that email yet.
Let me see. For that email, I think Nadine sent it to you. That was on the 27th. So I can resend the email that says action needed, which is needed for Google verification. I'm going to resend it right now.
Did she send it? Let me look. I have call tracking phone number.
You have call tracking phone
needed.
Number.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
I got it.
You can also respond to that email, or you can send photos at photos at localsplash.com if you have new photos from your job.
Okay.
And we really encourage you, Dana, to send more photos from your job so that we can use it for the optimization. Okay?
Okay. And what did you say password would be? The username password from our dashboard?
Yeah, we sent it through the email, welcome to Local Splash. It was sent the same day with the action needed, which is needed for Google verification.
Okay.
So that's usually your phone number, and there's your password, and then there's the link on the for your dashboard.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, let me know if you want to resend. Okay,
nope.
Sounds good.
I got it right here. All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Very much welcome, Dana. Any other concerns?
That's it.
All right. If you do have any other concerns, do not hesitate to give us a call, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.